Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming. I'm going to speak today on adult immunization, a collaborative program from the Pennsylvania Department of Health Division of Immunizations. Okay, a little background on this. In an effort to increase our adult immunization rates in the state of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Department of Health Division of Immunizations decided to identify two partners to collaborate with to meet these immunization requirements so we could boost our rates. And we decided to partner with the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association and the Pennsylvania Academy of Family Physicians. And from this collaboration, the Adult Immunization Referral Program was created. And what we knew was that since many of the new vaccines for adults are so costly, many physicians were unable to stock them in their inventory. And so in an effort to keep the patient or the client immunized, what they would do is they would work out a plan with the pharmacy, fill out a prescription, have the patient go to the pharmacy, pick up the vaccine, and come back at some time to be immunized. Well, we know that this practice prevents storage and handling issues that could potentially affect the viability of the vaccine. So, in order to address this problem that we were aware of, and we still wanted to support the medical home, we decided to come up with this initiative. I'm still learning. Oh, no. Okay. There we go. I'm new at this, so I still didn't get that director position. How does the program work? Okay, how this program works is the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association identified those members who were licensed to immunize, created a list, gave that list to the Pennsylvania Academy of Family Physicians. They, in turn, distributed that list among their members of those pharmacists who were available to immunize their patients, and, of course, with ACIP-recommended vaccines. In turn, the physicians would send adult patients to the pharmacy with a prescription to be vaccinated. Okay, we have the pharmacists, we have the physicians, and they're going to the pharmacy to be vaccinated. Who's paying? So we had to come up, we had to find another partner in here. So what we came up with is we had to partner with the Bureau of Insurance in the state of Pennsylvania. And we really had to promote this and get the director of the insurance department on our side, and she was. And what she did was she sent a letter to all insurance carriers in our pilot program and said, I support this. Hopefully you will support this. I don't know what word she used, but it worked very well. She recommended their support so we could carry through this pilot program, and they did. The caveat to this is the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association, as well as the family physicians, had to be enrolled in our statewide immunization information system. When we had that, that still maintained that medical home. We were not taking away from the medical home. We still wanted to promote it. We wanted to make it easier for everyone. So now we have all the essential people in the program. We have the pharmacists, the family physicians, we have the Department of Insurance and our statewide immunization information system. What the pharmacists then had to do was, once they were listed, they had two referrals. They either had a collaborative referral with a physician, they had a collaborative agreement with the physician, or they had a referral agreement with the physician. And what that meant was, the referral was, the physician would refer his patients to that pharmacy to be immunized. A collaborative agreement is like a standing order. That physician could give those immunizations. That physician who had that collaborative agreement with that pharmacy had to be reached at any time, had to be available at any time. And this then was submitted to our Department of State in our Bureau of State to be registered with our Department of State. As you can see here, this is the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association website. We have a link at the Pennsylvania Department of Health to this website. So does the family physicians have a link to this website. And on this website, you can see where can I get a flu shot. Click here to access resources or information on immunizations in that area. They also had a list of pharmacies. Okay, oh good. Down here you can see Adams, Allegheny, Beaver, Blair, Bucks. These are all our counties in the state of Pennsylvania. If you clicked in the county where you were, it listed all the pharmacies that could give you immunizations. It also above here has the chart of all the available vaccines that these pharmacies are licensed to give. What are the benefits of the program? Well, we increased adult immunization rates, and that was our primary goal. That worked. It encourages new collaboration and strengthens local relationships. Alternative vaccinators are being utilized and skills are being maintained. Eliminates storage and handling errors, and we know how that could be presented with the synopsis I gave you. Supports the medical home, and that's another purpose of this. We're supporting the medical home. Increases registry enrollment and use, and that makes our registry person who is here very happy. Insurance reimbursement reduces out-of-pocket expenses. Replication, this program can be easily replicated. Remember, you need your four key parts. You need your pharmacist, you need your physicians, you need your statewide immunization program, your information system, and you also need your Department of Insurance to help you with this. Immunization program staff time is minimal and should not significantly take away from other duties. Identification and buy-in from collaborating entities is key, but should not prove to be an obstacle. The obstacle to overcome could be inadequate third-party reimbursement for vaccines and the administration fees. We do have a full-blown statewide implementation program in the state of Pennsylvania with minimum work from our Division of Immunizations, and the best thing is, in this state, no funding required. Thank you.
Since we have some time, why don't we go ahead and take a couple of questions, and then we can do some more questions at the end. Can you come up to the mic, please?
Hi, I have a couple quick questions.
Sure.
And first of all, what was your starting immunization rates for your adults and so the finishing? Because you said you increased immunization rates. So what did you use and how do you know that?
What we saw from was through our SIS system. We saw the coverage rates from the beginning, and then at the end, they did improve.
Okay. And then the second question is, now, in Pennsylvania, does Medicaid managed care then reimburse the pharmacist as vaccinators for all those vaccines? And did the, or in fee-for-service also? Because I know that's a touch point in many states where that's not considered inside the network or that's not considered a vaccinator under Medicaid.
Frank, can you help out with this? I have my right-hand person here.
In Pennsylvania, the pharmacy regulations allowing pharmacists to administer immunizations to individuals greater than 18 years of age was passed about 3-4 years ago, I believe it was. And the component that is still not resolved is the reimbursement to the pharmacists that administer the immunizations. So program health, along with DPW, Medicaid and the insurance department are working together to resolve that, but my understanding is that each pharmacy needs to apply for reimbursement, so that is underway at this time.
And what they do is, with the insurance carriers, they gave a reimbursement rate to those that did register into SIS, and they were enrolled as providers.
Good afternoon. Thank you. That was very interesting. But I had a question about, were you able to look at all at the, if there was any dropout between the physician referring a patient to go to the pharmacy and the patient actually getting to the pharmacy? Were you able to look at to see how many referrals weren't followed?
No, that is interesting. No, we did not follow that. I'm sure the physician or somebody would have notified one of us in the pilot project that happened, but no, that did not come up.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask, yes. What was the magnitude of it? How many providers did you get?
Right now we're statewide. When we did the pilot program, it was just a section in, say, the Northeast. We'll just use Northeast Pennsylvania. Okay. And that went so well, and it took off so well, that we went statewide within months.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.